All right, let's see if I can do this. I don't know if I can or not. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna drive down the road, see if there's a store, a food place open. It's 10 o'clock at night. And the rain stopped, so I'm gonna go down the road, see if I can find something to eat. But anyway, so if you've never heard the term dispensation, I'm sorry, because that will set you free if you can understand the different dispensations. And it's so important. It's actually one of the, if you really can grasp the difference between dispensation of law and dispensation of grace, it'll change your life, because most people don't even know how important the church age is. It's like everything. It's the most important thing in your life. And you get up in the morning, you don't even think about it. You're not under law, you're under grace. And so if you're still under law mindset, then you're under guilt, shame, condemnation, worry, workspace, and gotta do this, and you have no peace. If you enter into the dispensation of grace, and I'm talking about, when I say enter in, I'm talking about digest it, eat it, drink it, let it become a part of you, and you know it's the truth, then you have peace. If you don't have peace, the chances of you not understanding that you're under law, dispensation law, that you're pretending to be under law when it's fake reality. See, the fake reality is that you're still under law, the dispensation of law. And I'm not talking about the policemen and the courts and all that. I'm talking about God's law. We've entered into grace, the dispensation of grace. You're no longer under the priesthood of Aaron. You're under the priesthood of Melchizedek. And if the priesthood has changed, the law has to change. So when the priesthood changed, the law had to change. So you're under grace. Why are you still putting yourself back under law? Because if you're under law, you're under guilt, shame, condemnation, and feeling guilty and worried about keeping up with the Joneses and all that stuff. But who are you trying to follow? You got to meet up with what your mama expects of you, or your daddy, or you got to meet up to some expectation that people put on you, but they can't even keep. The outward show, they can't even keep it. The outward show that you're trying to put on to impress people, they can't even keep it. You know? And so if you're under the law mindset, then everything about you is going to represent that. If you've actually digested grace and it has become a part of your whole core being, you embody the fact that you're in the dispensation of grace, then everything is around you is grace. You give people grace, you give yourself grace, you give your enemies grace, you give your exes grace. You're not even mad at them anymore. Yeah, man, okay, yeah, maybe they cheated on you. You know, they're human too. I hope they have a good life with that person, because you're not going to take them back. Only way you take them back is if they pay off your house. Yeah, I'll take you back. You got to pay my house off and prove that would prove you're really changed and you're loyal, you know. But even if they're disloyal, you still have grace. You give them grace because they're human just like you are. You know, you're not judging anybody, because you messed up just like they messed up. And if you haven't actually done it, you've done it in your mind, because even Jesus said that. If you've thought it in your mind, you're guilty of it. So the dispensation of grace sets you free. And when you digest it and drink it and eat it and swallow it and chew the cud of it and you turn it over in your mind and you live it and you show people grace and you show yourself grace, you know, I'll give you an example of how I entered into this. I remember when I was younger, I'd feel kind of guilty because I didn't, I overslept or something, or I could have made some money and I just skipped it or something, whatever. I don't even remember what it was. It had to do with work, you know, not working enough or something. I don't remember, or spending money on something I shouldn't have or something. But anyway, the thought was, his mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. It was something, and I couldn't remember. I can't remember exactly what it was, but His mercies are new every morning. It could have been like depression or something. You know, the prophets of old, some of them would get depressed. His mercies are new every morning. You know, it's like, oh, we're in the age of grace. His mercies are new every morning. I needed some sleep. I needed to take a break. I needed some rest. So it'll all work out, you know. I can't remember what it was, but I wish I could, because I could go back in time and see how I overcame that. But it's, you overcome all obstacles when you can digest the fact that you're in the church age and it is finished. You're not under law anymore. And I'm talking about God's law, the Ten Commandments. Yeah. You might say, well, are you saying break? No, I'm not saying break the Ten Commandments, but I'm saying you're above the Ten Commandments. Because when you're in grace, you don't put expectations on anybody else and yourself. Because if you do that, you know that you're going to fail and they're going to fail, because nobody's perfect. They will let you down. Every human being is going to let you down. Your wife, your kids, your boss, your job, your nation, everybody's going to let you down. So you have to show them grace, because everybody's got their own will. And they might even say, hey, I'm on your team. You know, if you run a business and they got a business partner, they're going to let you down. Everybody will let you down, except for Jesus. And the sad part is you let Jesus down and He never lets you down. Jesus is the only one that never lets people down. Now, He's tough. If you've ever heard God's voice, He ain't playing games. Even if you're being childish, He's solid. He's not going against the truth. He's just going to speak the truth. If you can't handle the truth, but you know it's out of love, you know. You know God is speaking in love when He speaks. I've heard His voice audibly 9 times. And when God speaks, it's on the inside and it's on the outside. It's everywhere. When God speaks, it's everywhere, but nobody else can hear it. That's what's weird about it. You know He speaks because you can hear it on the inside, you can hear it on the outside, and nobody around you can hear it. It's wild. And that tells you God is everywhere, omnipotent. In Him we live and breathe and have our being, right? He that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son hath not life, and the wrath of God abides on him. So you better run to Jesus, whoever you are, if you are not saved. I think all the stores are closed. Maybe Old Faithful's open. Cookout. Cookout seems to be open all the time. Only problem is it seems to be always slow. Or a long line. Looks like there's no cars. Woohoo. Uh-oh. As soon as I say no cars, the 2 cars pull in front of me. Why is that? Can somebody explain that? Does that happen to you too? It happens to me every time. Oh. I mean, I was like looking at it, and I was like, there's nobody in front of me. And as soon as I think that, I'm going to have it made in the shade. Somebody pulls in. Yeah, I appreciate it. All right. So understanding the dispensation of grace is an eternal truth, and it's a spiritual truth. And because it's such an important truth, spiritual truth, if you step into it, if you've never stepped into it, it's better to step into it, and the spiritual realm will change your life. Period. Everything is spiritual anyway, so why not step into a spiritual understanding and then overcome the 3D matrix? Because the 3D matrix is the natural realm. And if you want to overcome the natural realm, you have to step into the 5D. The 5D realm. I just ran a stoplight accidentally. So I had to put my seatbelt on in case I got pulled. Didn't want to get a stoplight and a seatbelt, but I didn't see anybody. Anyway, the 5D realm is the spirit realm. The letter E. E is spirit. And so the spiritual realm supersedes and overarches and overpowers the 3D realm. So when you're stepping into 5D realm, when you're walking into the 5D realm, the 3D realm starts to look like a cartoon. And so when people try to put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, fear, this, that, and other, somebody said something the other day. I said, look, I don't live in fear. I'll go get a job at McDonald's if I have to and do rideshare on the side until I get another job. You know? You adjust life as it hits you. Let's say you're dating somebody. And she starts to contradict herself. Well, she's revealing her character. It's not to do with you. It's her. She's done it before. If she's doing that, it's a habit. A pattern doesn't just start out of nowhere. A watermelon doesn't just appear out of the ground. There had to be a seed somewhere. This will help you. Let me just help you out with this. Okay. Let's say somebody starts to do something. Let's say they're contradicting themselves, which means they're lying, right? Well, that pattern didn't just start. And so you don't have to take it personal. It's not a personal thing. It's a pattern that they have. They contradict themselves. They lie. It's a lie. Even if they gaslight, let's say somebody starts to gaslight you or manipulate. It didn't start overnight. The watermelon didn't just appear. It was a seed that was planted a long time ago. So that person's character has nothing to do with you because they were like that before they met you. So you don't have to get mad. You don't have to take it personal. You just look at the person and you look at their character and you say, oh, they're still a char actor. They're still a 3D creature because a 3D creature is going to lie and manipulate. A 5D creature is going to let you be who you are and just tell you the truth, and if you don't like it and go away, then the 5D creature's cool with that because they don't want a liar in their presence. They want a truther. They want a genuine person. If you're a 5D creature, you had to step into genuine because you can't get into 5D if your heart ain't right. You can't get into 5D holographic fractal understanding unless your heart's right. You have to be able to love your enemy. To enter into 5D understanding, you have to be able to forgive everybody and love your enemy and look at the person in front of you as just a different version of yourself. Let me say it again. Let me say it slow because I know it's hard to hear. The only way that you're going to be able to step into 5D is you've got to be able to step in to love your enemy. Love your neighbors yourself, right? Step out of law. Don't take it personal. It's not about you. And that other person is just a different version of you who took a different path. And another thing about 5D is you got to realize everything's happening now. You're in the now. And until you get to those steps in your understanding, you're still stuck in 3D. One thing that a 5D creature looks back at a 3D creature and they're saying, why are they getting an advantage and I'm not? Let's say it's on the job and somebody's getting an extra advantage than you. Why are they getting an advantage and I'm not? Or it's your neighbor across the street. Why do they get a new car and I don't? Well, maybe they're sacrificed. Maybe they're sacrificed. Maybe God's blessed them. Maybe it's a trap. Maybe they're in debt up to their eyes. Why judge from outward appearance? Look on the heart. I don't know what to tell you if you can't hear me. To step into the 5D mindset, you have to look at people the way Jesus looks at people. And Jesus went to the cross for everybody. And you know he died for everybody, even the rebellious and even the ignorant, even the Jerry Springer. Jesus went to the cross for the Jerry Springer mindset. And you're like, okay, they're still low vibration. I'm not going to be hanging out with them, but I know Jesus went to the cross for them because that's where we all started, you know. I'm not saying that you have to put up with people. A 5D creature puts up boundaries to keep them in the 5D. In other words, I only put up boundaries because I don't trust myself to interact with the 3D mind, the 3D mindset, because I might get mad and fall back down to 3D. So I put up these boundaries to keep me in the 5D mindset, and I work hard and work two or three jobs if I have to keep my freedom so I don't have to hang out with the 3D creatures. Because I don't want to be like them. And I'm willing to sacrifice blood, sweat, and tears to stay out of the 3D circus. And that's all it is a circus. Just stupid stuff, repeating around the circle, you know. And so, one step to move towards the mind of Christ, the 5D mind, is to understand you're under grace. Why are you putting yourself under guilt, shame, condemnation? Why are you letting other people put yourself under guilt, shame, condemnation? Step into freedom. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so if you step into that mindset, you're free. And if your wife cheats on you or your girlfriend or whatever you got going on, you say, well, she made her choice. You don't have to hate her. You might feel betrayed at first. You might feel betrayed, but it's not you. It's her character. It has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with patterns that she created those patterns her own. If somebody cheats on you and goes off, you don't, as a 5D creature, you don't just go around and cheat. You go through the pain. Okay, let's say somebody's married in the 3D and their wife cheats. He's going to go chase other women like that to fill that void. Let's say a man's in the 5D and his wife cheats. He's going to sit back, look at himself, say, what did I do anything? Or reanalysis, what made this happen and this, that, and other. He's not going to chase other women to jump in the bedroom with to get some kind of temporary comfort. He's going to go and deal with his stuff on the inside and heal himself, and he knows it's going to push him to another level. But the 3D man, he's going to chase other women instead of saying, what did I do wrong? Why did I get into that? He's just going to stay single for a while. And he might stay single the rest of his life, because when he really analyzes it, he knows that that every human is weak. He knows that every human is weak. And especially if you're in a 5D mindset, they don't understand you. They see you as like you don't care. You do care. But I don't need your holidays. I don't need your football games. I don't need your basketball games. I don't need your worlds. We see past the matrix. It's just a stupid circle. Everybody's going around their circle. And once you go around the circle enough times, you've already seen it before. Everything becomes deja vu. And it's like, I've seen this before. So you go to the family reunion and you're just sitting there like, all right, I know what they're going to talk about. I know what they're going to talk about. Okay, can we leave now? I can't handle this, but 2 hours at the max. Can I go now? Because you can't tell them about the deep spiritual truths, because they'll look at you and call you crazy. And actually, they're the ones crazy because they're all stuck in the 3D. 3D creatures are crazy because they worried about a simulation that's not even real. Why are 3D creatures? I mean, you got to eat. Paul said if you don't work, you don't eat. You got to move your body and exercise or you're going to die. You got to cut back sugar. You're going to die. Anyway, go get you some MCT oil and experiment with that and see what happens with your energy. I'm just throwing that in there as a bonus for you. That's just a bonus. If you want to manipulate 3D and manipulate your 3D body, your 3D avatar, try some different foods. Cut down carbs and eat some, get some good oils and get some meat. See if you don't feel better. If you're having health issues, cut back carbs. Eat some meat and some MCT oil, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil is just as strong as ibuprofen. If you don't believe it, try the spirit. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Just type in extra virgin olive oil, Dr. Berg inflammation. See what you find out. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Get some spiritual truth in you, and then you'll see past the simulation, the 3D is just a cartoon. And once you see that 3D is a cartoon, you don't have to get emotional and bent out of shape. You can stay calm when everybody else is losing their mind, because you know it's just a sine wave. And if it's a sine wave, it's just like a drama. When you're sitting there watching a movie, and you sit there for 2 hours watching a movie, and you see, oh no, Superman's gonna die, but then all of a sudden he gets back up, and this way that's because that's your life. Oh no, it's the end of the world. My wife left me. Well, you know, she'll either come back, maybe she'll get saved, or somebody else will show up, or you might just enjoy being single. You might be praising God because you're by yourself. The worst thing that you could ever happen can be turned and alchemized into something good. If you're saved, it is meant to be turned into something good. The worst thing that could ever happen can be flipped to something good. What's the worst thing? You die. What happens then? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. How much worse can it be if you die? You see what I'm saying?